In an 8-1 ruling, the state Supreme Court said Washington has made progress towards increasing funding for K-12 education. But it's not moving fast enough, and the court is now giving lawmakers 3 months to figure out what they're going to do. The ruling is the latest finding in a case brought by families and a coalition of more than 500 groups challenging the state to better fund public schools. Tom Ahern is the plaintiff's lawyer.
This is a constitutional case where the court said back in January of 2012, over 2 years ago, that every child in our state has a constitutional right to an amply funded education, K-12 education, and the state is violating that constitutional right.
Ahern called the latest ruling strike two against the state of Washington. In a statement, Governor Jay Inslee said he shares the court's concern about the work that still needs to be done. He says the state will need an estimated $6 billion over the next two biennia to meet its obligations. Among those frustrated with the state's pace in coming up with a funding plan is state school superintendent Randy Dorn, who has announced a proposal to boost education funding by raising the state's sales tax by 1%. Dorn's proposal would also increase state property tax while decreasing local levy authority. The way Dorn sees it, his proposal would boost education funding by $7.5 billion. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.